Let you and I have a conversation about you doing big things, chasing big dreams, building the business brand of your dreams, income of your dreams, all that shit, right? The art of you doing big things is you actually have to do big things. Crazy, right? It's been on my mind a lot lately because in the past week, I've had a lot of people reach out to me for help with writing a book. Had somebody meet with me on throwing a conference and becoming an inspirational speaker. A couple people learning how to start podcasts. Some people wanted to create more content. Some people wanted to do more email marketing. Some people want to learn to build sales funnels. Some people wanted to learn, land the client of their dreams. All these things have come up in my life as a business coach. And in every single scenario, each person had a level of hesitancy that had stopped them from starting that project months ago. The art of doing something big, you're gonna have to do something big. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from Sean Whalen. He says, you have to jump and learn to build wings on the way down. You see, if you already knew how to do that thing, you'd already be doing it. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to push you. It's supposed to challenge you. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to get you to your breaking point. That's where you grow. You want to become a top 1%er? You realize that you have to do things that 99% of the world are not willing to do. In my world, guys, just to give you a simple analogy, I help people write books as part of our impact coaching. I believe in it. I've done it. Less than 1% of the world will write a book. Why? Because it's not easy. It takes you learning your craft, becoming a master at what you do, developing a story and a message, then sitting down and finishing that book and writing it where it's uncomfortable. And I hear this all the time. Nick, I'm not a writer. Well, no shit. Neither was the writer before he became a writer. Neither was the podcast before he became a podcaster. You know, an example for you is, in my opinion, the best podcaster of all time is Joe Rogan. I got a chance to watch some of his early videos. It's not the same guy. We all have to start somewhere. But the art of you becoming that person, having that brand, becoming that influencer, having that amount of followers, creating that level of content, is you actually have to do it and stay consistent with it. What inspired that, guys, I'm actually out here, just finished surfing down here in Pacific Beach, San Diego. And when I pulled in the surf spot, guy parked right next to me and we were unloading the boards and said hello, you know, and I'm putting on my wetsuit, getting ready or whatever. And we're just kind of chit chatting, just saying hello. I could tell he was a new surfer. He's got the new surfboard and stuff. So I go out, catch a couple good waves. Awesome day. Feel real good about that. I was coming in, I was showering off and went back to my car to load up the surfboard on the racks. He pulls up. I said, hey man, how was it out there? You can tell again, he's green, right? And he's like, oh man, it was kind of tough, but I tried. And I said, yeah, you did, brother. Stay at it. He goes, oh, I'm not that good yet. I go, I know. Neither am I. You can only get better. And I have a lot of admiration and respect for that guy paddling out. See, you have to paddle out there to learn to surf. See what I did there? Simple analogy, right? For you to go learn to surf, you have to learn to surf. You have to get in the water. You have to paddle out to where the waves are. It's uncomfortable. It's scary. Water's cold. You have to paddle out. You want to learn email marketing? You're going to have to paddle out. You're gonna have to get an autoresponder and send your first email. You wanna create more content, you're gonna have to paddle out and hit record, as uncomfortable as that is. Young man was asking me, he said he wanted to become a speaker. He goes, how do I do it? I go, you start speaking. What more would you think? You wanna get on stages? Get on a stage. Start speaking. You know, somebody had made a comment at my last conference to a friend of mine. They were sitting next to him and they go, God, Nick's just good on stage. And the guy looked at him and he goes, you have no clue, bro. No clue. Dear friend of mine's been with me for 15 years. You see, I'm an inspirational speaker now. Yes. We rock stages now. Yes. You know, my first speech was to 2 people in a conference room. I've given speeches to 5 people. And heck, I got to 10 people when I brought donuts. Like, that was the trick in real estate, was if I brought donuts, I'd get more people to show up to my conferences to hear me talk. Years. A decade or more. I think a decade and a half. 15 years. Small Friday meetings, 5 people, 10 people, 20 people. I'll never forget one. I had spent hours preparing this, like, you know, goal setting session. And I was expecting 50 people there. And I think like 9 showed up. And I was just defeated, right? But you got to paddle out. You got to go through the art of speaking. You got to go through the art of having a video flop. You got to go through the art of launching a sales funnel and having it flop. To do big things, you have to do big things. So why am I recording this quick little message for you today? Just in case you needed to hear it. If you've been wanting to start a podcast, you have to start the podcast. You have to hit record. You want to write a book, you have to write. I can inspire you all day long and give you the strategies and the know-how. It's not about the know-how. It's not about the knowledge. You could sit and study YouTube videos all day long and they're going to teach you how to paddle out and how to surf, what it's all about and the joy of it. And you can geek out and go to surf shops and watch surf movies, get all excited about it, follow all the surf channels. You could check the surf report. But would you agree with me that that's going to do nothing for your surf career, your surf hobby, whatever, right? You have to paddle out. So what's the thing that holds us all back? Well, in my opinion, fear of the unknown, imposter syndrome, yeah. But I want you just to learn to lean into the uncomfortable stuff. See, the thing that you have to understand is the guy or gal that you see doing that thing, at some point they were a beginner. They had to start somewhere. No matter what they are doing in their business, with their cash flow, with their marketing, with their funnels, with their speaking, they all had to start somewhere and they were god-awful in the beginning. So by you comparing yourself to them 20 years from now or 20 years ahead of you, it's just a false comparison. Who you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. That is a fair comparison. Are you better than the person that you were yesterday? So what I want you to do on this quick little video and audio, if you're listening to me on the podcast, is I want you to jot down on a scratch piece of paper, on your iPhone notes pad, or just think about it. What's the one thing that you need to paddle out on? You know what it is that you need to start working out more. Yeah, maybe it could be. Is that focusing more on your marketing? Maybe it could be. Is that taking on a new huge project? Yeah, maybe it could be. I just want to encourage you to paddle out. I'll finish with a fun story. So I moved to San Diego to start surfing. It's my heart and soul. I love it. It's one of the things that brings me the most joy in this world. It's who I am and my core. And I wanted to learn to surf. Well, what have I taught you? The art of learning to surf. You got to learn to surf. And so I had been practicing on this little foam board and catching some waves and stuff, and felt it was time to graduate to the big boys. So I went and rented a big boy's board, and I went out in the big waves, and I paddled out, and they were bigger than I'd ever been part of, and I was nervous and I was scared, and I shot and dropped in on a wave. Well, before I can blink, I'm upside down flying through the air like this with a wave behind me, and my board's below me, and I'm flying. And I whacked my nose on the board, split my nose open, broke my nose in half, gushing right here, nose is crooked. I come up, there's blood everywhere. I'm freaking out, snap my nose, grab my nose, snapped it back into place without even knowing it. I'm coming out of the water, just bloody, okay? I got a rental board. So I go to the lifeguard stand, guy looks at me, he goes, "You're going to the hospital, bro." I said, "Shit." He goes, "Just drive yourself." I said, "Okay." I got blood all over me. I go hand the board back in to the rental shop. Guy goes, "Dude, no payment needed. You got enough on your plate." I go to the hospital. They set my nose again. They stitched me up, and I got this big bandage on it. A week later, a friend asked me, he goes, "You seem rather chipper about your nose." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're not complaining about it." He goes, "How do you feel?" And I said, "Well, buddy, the art of breaking my nose on the biggest wave I've ever tried in my life means one thing. That means that I was in the ocean and I was trying. And that also meant that I lived in San Diego and I was near the ocean to try." And I said, "So we'll call this a battle scar. It's still there. You can see it right there." And I see so much joy in that, as silly as that story is, because I paddled out. I tried. Yeah, I failed. You know what? Got easier the next time. I've had funnels flop, paid ads flop, you know, speeches flop where I said the wrong thing or the tech didn't work, or you just insert the thing, right? But the art of doing big things is you at least have to try to learn. You try to do the big thing, right? And so again, I want you to identify what is that big thing that you want to do, and then what is one action that you could take tomorrow to get there? What is one small action in this situation, right? Man, I'm just going to go get to the beach and try, right? Or I'm going to go buy a wetsuit. Or you know what? I'm going to hit record and record my first episode. Or you know what? Instead of writing a chapter, I'm going to try to write 1,000 words today. Instead of talking about wanting to create content, I'm going to record one video, you know, and post it. Because that's how you're going to start doing big things. And those things are going to get easier over time. and get more consistent over time, and you're going to get better at them over time. But you have to paddle out. I hope this helps you. I love you. I believe in you. Keep paddling and doing big things.